Let's go to Chatsworth, Georgia, and talk with Debbie. Debbie, how are you?
Fine. Thank
Debbie, we have to turn the radio down, the echo.
Okay, it's down.
Okay, very good. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I have been in prayer so hard for all the churches because I've got family spread around the country, and they don't go to church. And if they did, I wanted the churches to be ready for them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when 9/11 occurred, immediately, I'm at home, it's at home mom. Immediately when 9/11 occurred, I fell to my knees laughing and crying at the same time because I knew that was God saying, you know, wake up, I'm still here, I'm here for you. I knew God was speaking through that because he told me, you know, in his own spirit way, that it was like if you took the eye of the camera and placed it just on New York City, and if the rapture had occurred, that's what it would look like all over the world. And I knew that. And then what happened yesterday, the elections and all. Well, and then this morning, the first thing I hear this morning, the day after the elections, is that these certain people, certain groups of people are going to stop fighting and attacking Israel, I guess because Israel attacked them back too bad or something, and they're so close. They're now going to attack America instead.
Yeah. And now, Donald.
We just elected the people that may not stand for Israel.
Yeah. Donald Rumsfeld now stepping down.
I know.
Yep.
God bless our country, but you know what? Persecution, that. What turns people over because they can't rely on themselves anymore. They can't get through it by themselves anymore. And so, yeah, what we're fixing to go through, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be easy. But praise God, people will turn to him.
Thank you so much, Debbie, from Chatsworth, Georgia. Appreciate that call.